Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
On Friday, Kevin sold some Laura Connor cards. First of all, I think we should applaud that.
Why?
Thank you.
Because he needs money and it's hard for him to sell these things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more of a memories person.
Right, we've established that.
Emotionally, it's hard for you.
Yes, emotionally. That's right. I should have said that. And Kevin was in here setting up this sale through Facebook Marketplace all morning long on Friday. And Katie and I were part of this.
Yeah.
And he was selling these cards to a woman. Describe what this woman looked like on Facebook.
She's elderly, around 75, 80. When you see the picture, you'll know. Her name is Janet, okay? Mm-hmm. Very cute name. I click on her profile. She is such a grandma. She has wedding videos.
She has like a short white haircut.
Right.
Like her hair's all white and she just has a little, like a real no muss, no fuss look to her.
Now, Katie, who is the wake up calls internet detective.
Yeah.
Starts smelling some fishiness. Such as that there's only one photo that Janet has uploaded.
I think what started it is, this doesn't seem like the Laura Connor type.
Right.
Right. An old lady.
Yeah. So I said, you need to start like asking her questions. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see what she knows about Laura Connor.
And she did. She nailed it.
She knew hella about Laura Connor.
She knew a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So then Katie's like, and this seems weird too. The wedding video that was uploaded of Janet also was the only video uploaded of Janet.
At first we thought, okay, Janet, maybe she's not so like internet savvy, but then we realized, no, she managed to get herself to fake Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Right.
So at the very least, she knows something.
Right.
And if you could do that, surely you could post more pictures.
So there were some red flags. And Kevin had to drive all the way down to Stockton for this sale. Now, you wanted to meet Janet for the Laura Connor card purchase in front of what?
A police station.
Smart.
Now, usually that's not what you do. Usually you just meet somebody in front of a Target. But you were smelling like things might be off. So that's why you suggested the police station,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she said, no, it's okay. We'll meet at this bank.
Okay, weird, super weird. You drove down to Stockton alone, which we don't recommend. And how did it go?
It went great. I got the money.
How much money?
Can we ask? $500.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. Okay.
But it was not Janet.
Ugh.
His name was Jay. He was like mid-30s, okay? And I was all like, are you Janet? He was like, no, that's my dead grandmother.
What?
I said, you used your grandma's picture and your Facebook profile says Janet. Why don't you change your name to Jay or something? He was like, oh, I changed my profile to honor her. I was like,
he is pretending to be her in an effort to honor her?
I don't know if he said that I assumed that he was Janet.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Right, yes. That's what I said.
And was he pissed?
He wasn't pissed. He was just kind of like uncomfortable that I asked that question. But like, you should have put a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Old lady.
This whole thing is so weird.
Right.
And he gave you money.
Yeah. It's real.
How do you know?
I checked it in front of him.
How do you know?
I'm good with handling cash, bitch.
You can tell a counterfeit.
You can feel it. It feels different when you count it.
Were they $100 bills?
Sure was.
Oh, Kevin.
Yes, I was balling.
Kevin.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
If I think somebody's handing me fake money, the higher the denomination, the more likely I am to think
Once
it's
I
fake.
Touch it, I know that it's fake or real.
Have you already spent it?
Huh?
Have you already spent it?
Don't worry about it.
Have you spent any of it?
Yeah, he spent all of it, I'm sure. Was it to buy more Lorcana cards?
No, I don't go into that gambling. I actually got my tire fixed.
Okay. Oh, good.
So,
Kevin, you're so grown up.
Well, that's what I needed the money for, because my tire kept running out of air, so I needed to get new tires to get here to work, so I had to sell my Lorcana card.
Katie, I'm proud of him.
Are you?
I'm not.
I am. That's a very un-Kevin decision.
Oh, you mean the fact that he didn't blow the money on something else?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Now, it was a very risky situation. Next time, I really wish you would bring somebody with you.
Oh, in fairness, you suggested that, and he looked at you, and you said, but it's not going to be me.
Well, it's not going to be me. I'm not driving to Stockton.
No. I would have drove.
No, that's not the point. The point is the time it would have taken for... And
on that wonky tire?
Rough, that's a great point, too. Never mind. So, all right. Well, Kevin, I'm sorry you got catfished. I'm glad you got the money. I hope it's real money. It sounds like it was.
What a weird catfishing.
Yeah.
Super weird. And it doesn't even make sense
why. For no reason. Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right.
Well, R.I.P. Janet.
R.I.P. Janet. She's the real loser in the situation.
Oh, wow. Well, just because of that grandson.
Well, just to know that she's dead and her legacy is now being used to buy Lorcana cards.
He got me. He got it at a discount because I thought it was an old lady.
Oh.
I would have sold it for $600,
but. Okay, but you didn't want to take advantage of the elderly.
Yeah, she said Spider-Man's her favorite.
Okay.
That's something that a boomer would say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.